This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Thought I'd wait another 2 seconds.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. We broadcast this classroom 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen on the telephone listen line, which is up 24-7, 605-477-3249. ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN all have correspondents in Australia. So do we. But she just doesn't read the news. She is the news. Author, farmer, and off-grid entrepreneur, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am well. So would you say all of that's true? Because I believe it's true.
Well, I do, you know, I have been in the press from time to time.
Yep.
Over the years, yeah.
Well, okay. Well, as far as a correspondent, you are a USA correspondent. You are in Australia. You are an author. You are a farmer. You are an off-grid entrepreneur.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So you can update that vitae, that experience profile, and just add correspondent.
Yeah, well, I say I'm a radio broadcaster.
There you are.
That's what I say on my Facebook page and well, all of that, you know.
You are. You are. On the largest alternative radio network in the world.
That's right, yeah.
And number two. Oh. You're on the two largest, no. You know, Genesis Communications Network and Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, and I don't know if the class is aware of this or not, but I know that you can verify this. Occasionally, sometimes we actually outrank Alex Jones, which I think is remarkable. I love Alex Jones. I think he's great, you know.
He's punched his way through, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, he has enabled more people to listen because he's on more radio stations than most of the other alternative radio broadcasters. So he's gotten the word out, and he's gotten people to wake up, and he's gotten people to say, really, could that really be true? And in that line of thinking, I'd like to mention John Stadtmiller. John Stadtmiller is the owner of Republic Broadcasting. And I used to listen to him on shortwave radio when I lived in Virginia, way before I was a broadcaster. I didn't even think about being a broadcaster back then. And I would hear John Stadtmiller say things, and I just couldn't believe him. Like, is that really true? Is that really true? And then I'd research it more and more and more, and yeah, it was true. And why am I saying that? Well, I was talking to one of our instructors, Deborah Brewster, on the air. She's an entrepreneur. I'm sorry, not on the air, privately. And she said she heard me on the radio talking about 9/11 as an inside job. And she thought, what? Is that possible? No way. No way. So I'm paraphrasing, but she said that she couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe that 9/11 would be an inside job. And then she started researching. And then she found out that the things that we say are true. So now she's out preaching. So people like Deborah Brewster, Alex Jones, John Stadtmiller, and the rest of the faculty here at USA Prepares, plus a lot of other broadcasters in the alternative media, are getting the word out, and people are starting to question a lot of things, like the public training camp. Like, do I really... You know, people believed that they had to send their children to school and until they actually go to sit in on classes and find out what the children are learning. Then they say, have I lost my mind? So, class, that is something that I think you should consider doing. Show up at school with your child. Let's say you have an elementary school child or a high school child. Show up and then go into the principal's office and say, I'd like to sit in on my son's classes today. No notification, okay? Don't warn them. Just say, I'd like to sit in today. Now, can you do that? Absolutely. Absolutely. And who did that in my family? My father. My father, as a school principal, wanted to see what Vinny was learning. He just showed up, took me to school, showed up, went into the principal's office, said, hi, I'm Vin Finelli. I'd like to sit in my son's classes. What are they going to say? No? You can't do it? They let him, and he learned what was happening in the school that I was attending. And what did I do? Same thing. I showed up at school with our children, and I saw what they were learning. And I got to tell you, it didn't take long to take him out of school. It didn't take long. Because what you'll find out is that teachers are in the business of eliciting the responses that... They say, okay, children, what kind of government do we have? Democracy. Democracy. Can you all say democracy? Democracy. Children, what kind of government do we have? Democracy. So now they think they have a democracy. And they go home and say, yeah, well, Dad, we have a democracy. Mom, we have a democracy. Pretty soon, if you see that, and you go, wait a minute, that's not right. We have a representative republic.
Yep.
That's what we have.
And here in Australia, we have a constitutional monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have. And by the way, it's not the Queen of Australia. It's Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
That's who it is. It's not the Queen of Canada. Okay, I don't know if they get pulled that one. But if anybody says the Queen of Canada, the Queen of Canada doesn't exist. The Queen of Australia doesn't exist. Okay, it's Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So
do you know where the title?
Same thing, though.
Do you know where that title came from? Her Majesty. I mean, we don't call Donald Trump His Majesty. Where'd that come from?
I think that it's sort of supposed to be a fractal thing of actually. Under British common law, she's second in command to Jesus Christ, literally. So you call God His Majesty, okay? So because she's second in command to Jesus Christ, she's also called Your Majesty.
Okay, how about
apparently that's where it comes from.
How about number three? Who's third in line of succession?
We all stand equal before God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a funny thing. Under the common law, the Queen actually has no more rights than you, and she has no more rights than me. You know, but she is the titular head on earth of the Church of England. So that's what I mean. You know, the one who is higher in rank and authority. In the Church of England, the only one who's higher in rank and authority in the Church of England than her is Jesus himself. So there we go. That's just a bit of common law education. But in truth, under the common law, she has no more rights than you and she has no more rights than me, which is very easy to demonstrate because when she wants to go to the City of London, she has to stand at the bar and knock. They have a gate on the City of London, which is the walled area within London. It's about a square mile. In fact, it's called the Square Mile. And it's the original fortress that was London town going back to Roman times. And these days it's been taken over by the bankers and the lawyers, okay? And they have put a gate up on the gate and they have a bar, which is the origin of the word the bar, incidentally, in case anyone's wondering, as in legal profession. And if the Queen wants to go in there, she has to knock. And she has to stand there and she has to wait for the guards to come and make sure it's okay and, you know, make sure that she's got a de jure reason for being there. And then they decide if they're going to let her in or not. And actually, truth be told, it's exactly the same as she came to your property or if she came to my property. She'd have to stand at the gate and she would have to wait until we let her in.
What is the protocol for meeting the Queen? Like, let's say you or I were going to meet the Queen. What would be the protocol?
Well, I guess you would probably have to write and make an appointment.
Well, no, let's say...
if you wanted to meet with me, you'd have to write and make an appointment or contact me and make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be much the same, I guess.
Okay. Do people, well, do ladies curtsy?
Yes.
Okay. Is it required?
Yes, they do.
Is it required?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that.
All right.
Yeah.
And do men bow?
Yes, they do. But I don't know if that's required either. You know, so there's things of etiquette and there's things of form and there's, you know, things that are required, but I don't know which is which, to be perfectly honest. But it's like this. The ways that were set up from hundreds of years ago, and they were set up in a particular way for a particular reason. And Martina Marcota has recently done an excellent piece on etiquette and the reasons why we have etiquette.
We'll be right back. We're going into a break.
Okay.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey has produced very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kenneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. Gwyneth, I was thinking about the word etiquette, and I've been talking about it for several days. Etiquette is being polite, it's traditions, it's form, and we seem to have forgotten that there is such a word as etiquette, evidenced by how cursing and swearing is now dominating conversations. By actors and politicians and people of notoriety and fame. It's unbelievable to me how much cursing has pushed out other descriptive words that, you know, are polite. We have, we've become pretty angry and pretty careless in the way we treat others. Are you seeing that in Australia as well?
Listen, Australia is a convict settlement. we win the cussing Olympics as far as any English speaking country goes, and it's always been the case. And I have to make a guilty disclaimer here. I would say, you know, as a reincarnated pirate who has Tourette syndrome, who lives in Australia, I do drop the occasional F-bomb. My language is not squeaky clean off air. I'm very sorry, Vincent, but it's just true, and I have tried to stop swearing, and I can't. It's a losing battle, and
For 2 hours a week, you do pretty well.
But for 2 hours a week, I do pretty well. I know that things have a time and a place, you know, and for my broadcast time, I'm a good girl, but unfortunately, mm-hmm. in the rest of my life, sometimes it just slips out.
Well,
and like I say, but like it's, I know that you have a broadcast etiquette, and so I make an effort to moderate what I say, moderate my language when I'm on air, and that it ultimately does come down to etiquette.
Well, there's broadcast etiquette.
Anarchy doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. There's broadcast etiquette, and then there's the etiquette of USA Prepares, which is what I believe to be a higher standard than broadcast etiquette. Okay? People have said to me, you don't curse, and you don't slip. And I go, yeah, because I don't. So I don't have to worry about cursing because, you know, on air, because I don't. You know, if I hit my thumb with a hammer, it hurts just as much as anybody else. But, you know, I can not say profanities when I hit my thumb with a hammer. It doesn't do any good to me. So,
yep.
I don't, you know, because I'm a broadcaster, I kind of like the fact that I don't have to slip. And as a matter of fact, let me take it to the next step. There are some of us at USA Prepares who prefer to use aliases. And I use aliases too. But my real name is Vincent Finelli. But sometimes I use specific aliases when I'm engaged in commerce. People who don't know who I am, I would use an alias or two or three or four. And you know, so when we get deliveries, they'll be asking for someone who does not exist at this house. But that's an alias that I use because I would prefer that shipments come here under a different name. It's not illegal. It's not immoral. It's just something that I think is good for us. And there are people who are on the air with us who use aliases. And once they tell me their alias, that's the name I call them by, even when I call them on the phone privately. And that way I don't slip. So if they want to be Joe Dokes, they're Joe Dokes from then on. Even when I introduce them to other people, they're still Joe Dokes, even though that's not their name. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says, quote, "We'll see what happens," when asked about avoiding a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. The president telling reporters it's too early to say what will happen, but he's emphasizing the need for border security after saying last week he'd be proud to shut down the government to secure $5 billion for a massive border wall.
Our neighbor's house was demolished.
That's a Port Orchard, Washington woman who lived through yesterday's rare tornado in that Seattle suburb.
And there was a gas leak, so our street was evacuated.
No one was killed, but dozens of people were injured when that tornado touched down on Tuesday afternoon. The Federal Reserve policymakers will end a two-day meeting this afternoon and are expected to announce another interest rate hike. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you got
me
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
So, Gwyneth, what do you have in store for us today?
Okay, now, today I would like to discuss, interestingly enough, this actually goes quite well into what you were saying about etiquette, because I would like to discuss anarchy, and I would like to discuss you know, what would happen if we all got our heart's desires and these evil people who think that they rule us, what would happen if they all went away? You know, because I know I would like for them all to go away. I would like to wake up one morning and just have none of them there whatsoever. But you've got to consider, what if that really happened? What would the world be like? You know? And so it would be, there would be a state of anarchy, but we have to understand what that really means. Okay? Now, around here, there's a few different definitions for anarchy. Around here, I like to go with the Jeff Berwick definition, which is without a ruler, okay? And that doesn't necessarily mean without rules, because the rules at some point have been mutually agreed on by humanity, and I think personally that the rules that govern us actually come from heaven, that they are written on the heart of all of us human beings on this earth, and that if you go anywhere in the world, it really doesn't matter where you go, the codes of behavior, they vary, but they're more or less the same, if that makes any sense. If you go anywhere on this earth and start hurting people and killing people and stealing from people, you're going to be in trouble. That's just something, you know, and if you go, you know, it's not something that I would do, and it's not something that you would do, but some people, like, for instance, might try and take people's partners away from them. That's not something I would ever do. I think that would just be hugely wrong and immoral. And, you know, about 99.9% of the population of the earth would agree with me. Because, and nobody has to tell them this, everybody just knows that that sort of behavior is wrong. And it ultimately does come down to the Ten Commandments, you know. You don't go spray painting graffiti on temples, for instance, because that would be offending God, you know. But you've got to think, what would it be like if these evil people, they are evil, there's no reason for them to be there as far as I'm concerned, because all they ever do is make trouble. All that they ever do is try and extort money or influence or something else out of me and make me a less free person. Okay, but what would happen if they all went away? Could you imagine that, Vincent?
Well, for what I see in the parking lots at Sam's Club and at Walmart, it would be anybody doing whatever the heck they wanted. So it's nice to have some kind of rules. It's nice for people to be polite. But I also think it'd be wonderful if we weren't picked on. But then again, you look at the highways, and if I'm in the fast lane going the speed limit, there's 100% certainty that within 60 seconds someone will fly up on my back bumper and try to push me out of the fast lane, even though I'm going the speed limit. It's 100% certainty. So people are pushy. They want more than they should have. Whether it be the speed limit, whether it be they want bigger cars, more than they need. People want more and more and more. They're greedy. And I think that if you look at the greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw called it, which would be the World War II types, like my dad and my mom, that generation, the generation that lived through the Great Depression, that lived with sacrifice, that stayed in line, And when I say stayed in line, there were ration coupons. I mean, you couldn't have all the meat you wanted. You couldn't have all the sugar or flour you wanted. You couldn't have tires unless tires were available and you had a ration coupon for them. So, but people were polite. And if you look at the bread lines, people would wear suits in the bread lines. And there was no pushing and cutting in line, and people were polite. But I don't think that's the case anymore. I think people have forgotten how to be polite. I think they've forgotten how to be courteous. I think they've forgotten how to open the door for a lady. They've forgotten how to say, no, you go first. They've forgotten how to hold the chair up for a lady, you know, when she sits down at the table. They've forgotten that when you sit down at, for a meal, that you wait for everyone to be there, and then you start rather than, if you're the first one, grab your plate and slam it down. We have forgotten how to be nice and polite.
Yes. It's like this. If you're sitting in a group of people, okay, and you're all having a meal together, and maybe you don't know some of the people in this group, if you sit and say, right, we're going to say the blessing on the food, we're going to thank God for this food, and we're going to ask God to bless this food, or we're going to thank God that this food is blessed to our bodies. So when, even for a plate of cereal, even, you know, like oatmeal or for a sandwich around here, even for a humble plate of soup, I say, okay, son, hurry up, sit down there, we're going to bless the food. You know, we don't necessarily have a table here. Because we're a Scottish family and the Scottish people didn't do tables. Although I'm from a blue blood family, my husband was Scottish, and so I had to learn when I married him. And this is another thing of etiquette. When you get one culture, marry into another culture, you know, the wife has to learn to do things in the husband's culture. That's etiquette. Okay. So in my case, I was from a blue blood family. We always sat at the table. Okay. And we always sat together as a family. And the Scottish people sit together as a family, but everybody sits on their seat and the bowl sits on their lap. And that's their, in the traditional Scottish culture, that's their idea of table manners. Okay, but they have specific things about table manners, which are also in other cultures. Like, if you pass somebody a knife, you never pass them the blade of the knife. You always pass them the handle of the knife, even if it's a bread and butter knife. The rule sticks. And sometimes, I remember teaching this to my children when they were little, I'd say, son, could you pass me that knife, please? And he would pass the knife blade first, and I would refuse to grab it and say, what's up, Mum? And I'd say, that's not how you hand somebody a knife. You hand it to them handle first and blade down. And there's a very good reason for that, you know. Then you, as the person handing the knife, you take the risk of handing the knife to them. Okay, because you're the one holding the sharp bit. And if you have the blade down, then you're much less likely to cut someone. Who knows that rule of etiquette now? And I say this rule does not just extend to knives, it extends to axes, it extends to anything with a sharp blade.
Well, let me comment on
that. Yeah, who knows that rule of etiquette?
I've
never heard that anywhere else.
Now, I do. And when I pass a knife, I would hold it by the handle and pass the handle. So I'm not touching the surface that would touch the food. When I pass a cup, I would hold the cup not by an area that your lips would touch. I would pass the cup from an area where your lips would never touch.
That's right. Yeah. Well, in the Scottish culture, it's a slight variation. They do actually hand it to you, handle first, holding the blade, but you hold the upper section of the blade, the part of the blade that doesn't necessarily touch the food, okay? Not the sharp surface of the blade. So that's just a minor cultural variation there. But like I say, the Scottish people, they were a pretty wild people. But you often find that the more wildish types of humans, they have their own rules and sets and etiquettes. And maybe they're not as pretty as what you would get in, like, say, for instance, blue blood society. But their rules are there nevertheless, and they need to be followed. And you might think, well, okay, let's go to a fairly extreme example of lawless society. Okay, let's go to a pirate ship. And do you think that they would have rules and laws and etiquette on a pirate ship, Vincent?
Yeah, I think there would be, but
yeah,
different.
There absolutely there, was.
Right, but it, different. Short fuses.
Yeah.
Very short fuses.
Yeah.
So if you fell out of line, you might be killed right then and there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, depending on which of the articles that you breached. And the articles varied from ship to ship, okay? But there were some that were fairly consistent across the board, and that is when you're on shore, you're on shore. But when you get notice that it's time to go on board, and this is the same in the Navy and it's the same in the military, you make sure that your rear end is on the ship. And if you don't, that's called desertion. And in the military, especially during times of war, I'm not sure about otherwise, it's the death penalty for desertion. And on a pirate ship, it was much the same.
Okay, we'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea, now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about rules, morality, and etiquette. And I've been pretty chaffed, if you will, about how we become so rude to each other, how we have not been as polite as we used to be. And our children are becoming more rude and more impolite. As a matter of fact, I was talking with Marty Barrett last night, USA Prepares instructor. She's a biology instructor at the college level. Has been for all of her life after graduating from the university. And she's mentioned this too. And she's going to be doing a broadcast with me on Friday talking about education today and how it's changed. And most of it is not for the good. Most of it's gotten worse. And I have a feeling that smartphones has caused part of this, a big part. People don't seem to plan. They don't plan their next move. Because your phone is with you rather than being connected to a landline, what that means is back in the 1960s, when my boyfriend, I guess you can still use that term, boyfriend, he was a boy and we were friends back in the 1960s. We went to school together. He would call my house and I would call his house. And never did anyone say, "Where are you? What are you doing?" It never happened. Pete would never call my house and say, what are you doing? He would never say, where are you? It's impolite. But those are the first two questions that are asked of the person who says hello on the phone. Hello, where are you? I find that offensive. I find that unacceptable. And I get angry when I hear that. So now I answer the phone, Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut is a chain of pizza restaurants. And the reason I answer Pizza Hut is because when I say Pizza Hut, the person calling doesn't say, where are you? Pizza Hut, where are you, doesn't fit in with Pizza Hut. Okay? What are you doing doesn't fit in with Pizza Hut. They actually take a step back and say, I was calling for Vincent. Okay. Who's calling? You know, Tom. Okay, Tom. Do you have a last name? Yeah. Tom Bell. Okay. May I ask what this is about? And then that's not what they're used to. They're not used to calling someone and saying, hello, this is Vincent Finelli. May I speak with Tom? And then when Tom answers the phone, or is put on the phone, hi, this is Vincent Finelli. Do you have 30 seconds? Is this a good time, or shall I call back later? That's the way I do it. Not that I read that in Emily Post's book, which I have right next to me, but her book of etiquette, but because I think it's the right thing to do. If I'm going to invite someone to do something with me, I don't say, what are you doing on the 23rd? It's none of my business what they're doing on the 23rd. The way I would convey that is something like this. We have this event on the 23rd. The following people have been invited to attend, and we'd love to have you and your spouse over. Here's the date. Here's the time. Here's what we're going to be doing. And if it fits with your schedule, great. Can you let me know? That's how I do it. I don't say, what are you doing on the 23rd? Really, it's none of my business. And if I did, they should say, it's none of your business. But we've lost the politeness. We've lost the communication skills. We've lost our way. And I really don't like it. And when we come back with, let's talk about what you think it's going to be like when everything goes south. When the grid goes down, people can't charge their cell phones. And they won't be able to say, what are you doing? Where are you? Because they won't have the cell phones working.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.